Hello, hello all, and welcome to After Hours with Rami
and Kyle
here on Mass Radio. Welcome back.
Yeah, it's been a wee 2 weeks now.
2 weeks.
We had spring break off.
That's right. Time to, go on some vacays. Hopefully we had some fun. I don't know.
Yeah, what'd you do over break, Rami?
I just went home and I hung out with my folks, my cousin, and my kitty cats.
Oh, of course. So, of course.
You know, and then my buddies, played some football, some baseball, and just relaxed as much as I could while I can.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about you?
Yeah. I had 7 job interviews. So it was a little intense.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
And then I just worked on the business competition that I'm participating in.
Oh, you're doing that?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So that'll be fun. It was a busy spring break, but it was nice just to have the time to catch up and get everything done. So
nice. Yeah. And what's the business competition exactly?
So it's a competition between different groups in the School of Business, and basically you compete for the grand prize is $8,000, which they give you to fund your business that you want to start, and then the best undergrad team gets $2,000. So
nice.
Yeah. So okay. It should be good. Hopefully we'll win.
Yeah. That'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah.
All right. So, Kyle, what do we have on today's agenda?
For today, we have our BuzzFeed quiz. Whoa. And since spring's starting to come, and today was actually a really nice day.
Yeah.
I figured we would take a quiz on what season actually suits your personality. So we'll figure that out.
Nice.
And then for our Would You Rather segment, we're doing Harry Potter themed questions this time. So that should be pretty fun. There's 11 questions, and we'll just go through them and see what we get. And then after that, we'll do 60 Seconds of Sports with you.
Which I'm hopefully prepared for.
Hopefully you are.
Yeah, I see.
And then after that, we'll do our text message segment, and then end it off with talking a little bit about Lollapalooza. So
all right.
Should be good.
All right. So what... Let's remind our audience, our listeners, that what's the name of the BuzzFeed quiz, just in case they want to take it at home.
Yeah. So the name of the BuzzFeed quiz is called What Season Actually Suits Your Personality? And you can just go on to BuzzFeed, type it in, and you should find it. And yeah, you can take it with us. The link is also on our Facebook page. So you can go on our Facebook page and just click on the link from there.
Sweet, sweet. All right, well, why don't we go ahead and jump right back into the music, because I know that's what most people like to listen to anyways.
Of course.
Let's listen to the good stuff. That last song was Your Ex Lover Is Dead by Stars. This next song is called, this was a request from a friend, Alina Berez, Fantasy. We'll be right back. This is After Hours. Welcome back to After Hours with Rami
and Kyle
here on Mass Radio. If you liked that last song, that was Saint Lucia, Dancing on Glass. And if you want to hear more things like that, or want to give us some opinion, insight on what we should be playing or what should we be talking about on the show, give us a call at 253-535-7332. All right.
Yeah.
What's next on the agenda, Kyle?
Well, we have our BuzzFeed quiz, and for those of you just tuning in, the quiz for today is what season actually suits your personality. So if you want to go on to BuzzFeed, type that in, you can find it, or you can go on our Facebook page, and the link is on our page. So we will go ahead and get started. Question 1, what is your go-to comfort food? Pizza, ice cream, chocolate, or chips?
Pizza all the way. I'm craving
pizza. Pizza's great.
I'm craving like one of those. There's this pizza place underneath the Seattle Bridge. I always go North Lake Tavern. Oh my gosh!
I just like
so good.
I just like a meat lover's pizza or just the stuffed pizza that you get.
Ooh,
that's just the best.
Yeah,
it's so good.
All right. Next one. Choose a tree that looks like the way you feel. I'll describe them here for you. There's a tree that's just branches. It look within like a fog bank kind of thing. We got, it looks like a, I don't know what kind of tree. It's really thick, I guess.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to explain these trees.
I don't know. It looks like it would almost be I don't know, just some sort of tree you'd see in like the meadows, possibly. Then we get another tree that looks really like bushy, and it looks like it'd be part of like, I guess, I don't know, maybe south, more south, in like the bayou or something. And then the last tree looks like it's taken from like the rainforest or something like that.
Yeah.
Like Rafiki's tree or whatever. Something like that. I don't know.
I'm just going to choose the last one, the rainforest looking one.
I was going to choose that one, but I'll pick the one above it then instead. The,
yeah, you need to keep
the regular
different.
One. Yeah, we got to switch things up, right?
Yeah. Alrighty, which clothing item do you hate wearing the most? Bathing suits, tank tops, sweaters, or flip-flops? Okay, I hate wearing flip-flops.
I do too.
They hurt the inside of my toes.
Oh, really?
I can't do it.
See, I wear them only on the swim deck. So, like, they don't bother me too much. And, like, I'll wear them, like, if it's a really comfy pair. Honestly, what it makes me more uncomfortable, really, is the tank tops. I don't feel like I can... I don't like wearing them because I don't want to be like, yo, what's up, guys? I'm, like, super swole, but I'm not.
I feel like tank tops remind me of a bro, which I'm not really. But sometimes I'll wear them. I don't know. Yeah.
So,
I'm just going to go with flip-flops.
I'm doing tank tops.
Solid.
All right. What do you see in this cloud formation? Oh, my goodness. This is a...
We can just say the options.
The options we have here are a duck, a mushroom, a rabbit, or a house.
Honestly, I'm just going to say a mushroom. That's what I see.
I mean, I see that too. I also see a rabbit, kind of. So I'm going to say a rabbit. I don't know. I don't see a duck or a house.
I definitely don't see a duck or a house.
That's a really weird house if it's a house.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Alrighty. Pick a member of the Four Seasons. Tommy DeVito, Frankie Valli, Bob Gaudio, or Nick
Guadino,
Massey.
Guadio. Yeah.
Or Nick Massey.
I'm picking Frankie Valli because I believe that's the same guy that did the Grease soundtrack.
Oh, nice. I'm just going to pick Nick Massey.
All right. Okay. Next question. What do you like to do on the weekend? Explore the neighborhood. Get out of town. Go to the movies. Read a book. Definitely not that last one.
Yeah, not read a book. What? No.
Books
never.
Are for nerds. No. No, I respect books, but I just don't like to read them. I wouldn't say explore the neighborhood. I'm going to say...
I mean, getting out of town is not really a weekend. I would rather go for like a week, you know, during break. Or,
right.
I don't know if about a weekend, though. I'm just going to say go to the movies for me. Just because I like the movies and I should probably go more often.
I love going to the movies, but I'm going to say get out of town because, you know, I typically do. So whether it be just like driving from one place to another, one city to another, but I don't know.
Alrighty, next question.
This is the last question too.
Yes. Choose one to jump into. So we have an ocean, a pile of leaves, a bed, and a bed of flowers. So.
Well, Oh, man, that's tough. I'm going to go with either the water or the bed because I love my beauty sleep. I look good because I get my beauty sleep.
Of course,
But I also love swimming, so.
Yeah, I'm going to say I love the ocean and I like going out on the water and going boating and stuff like that. And so I'm definitely going to say the water.
I don't want to sound like a lazy person, so I'm going to say the water as well. So I got fall. You're the sort of personality who likes new things. Fall is the perfect time to start over and make exciting new changes in your life. Whether it's starting a new job, a new grade in school, or trying a new look, fall is the perfect season to cater to your interests. I like it.
Yeah. I got fall as well, so which I agree with because, you know, Halloween is my favorite holiday, so
nice.
It makes sense that fall is my season. So.
Honestly, I think that, like, fits me perfectly because, like, I love winter, but it gets so cold.
And rainy
here.
Yeah.
I mean, some places it's snowy, which is cool, but then it's just, like, super cold. Spring is nice, but it's still kind of rainy, and then it's also warm, and it's, like, changing.
The weather's weird.
Yeah, and then, like, summer, it's just way too hot.
Yeah.
So I like fall because it's kind of that transition from, like, the hot to, like, the cool, and it's just, like, perfectly cool.
Yeah, and it doesn't ever rain that, like, too much.
Yeah.
You know, it's pretty pretty consistent, at least through, you know, August, September,
right.
October, you're kind of good. And then, right.
But I also dislike how school starts at that time.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Whatever.
But we do graduate this year, so we don't have to worry about going back to school.
Ooh, ooh!
Yeah.
Yeah.
May 28th, graduation.
That's right. Okay. Well, why don't we go ahead and take a little break? That's our that concludes our BuzzFeed quiz for the day. Let us know what you got for answers, if you took the quiz or not. You can always call into the studio, or you can leave a message on our Facebook feed and just tell us what you got and recommend us more quizzes to take and Would You Rather segments to do.
Yeah,
which is coming up next, right?
Yes.
That's right. Okay, we're going to go ahead and take another break. I know you're excited. This next song is Everywhere by Michelle Branch. This is kind of a throwback song. Anyways, this is After Hours with Rami
and Kyle.
We'll be right back. Welcome back to After Hours with Rami
and Kyle
here on Mass Radio. All right, that last song was Gold Girls and Guns. Well, there's no and, but Gold Girls Guns by Metric. Anyways, yeah, that was a big one a few summers back. Still love that song.
Yeah, it's a good song.
Well, Kyle, what do we have next on our agenda?
Now it's time for our Would You Rather segment. And this week we are doing Harry Potter themed Would You Rather questions. So we have 11 questions set up and we will just get right to it. So question one, would you rather be Harry Potter or Hermione Granger? For me, definitely Hermione.
Like, oh, hold on.
Oh, wait.
We got a caller.
We have a caller.
We got a caller. Hang on. After Hours, this is Rami.
Hi. Can I request a song?
What song would you like us to play?
Can I talk to Kyle?
Yes, this is Kyle.
Hi, Kyle. Can you play Biggie?
Play what?
Biggie.
No, probably not.
God, I'm going to ask you that every time.
I know, I'm sorry. We have to keep it a little bit censored, so...
Let's get the censored version.
Okay, if we find a censored version on Spotify...
Oh, wait. I have an idea. Can you play Ophelia by the Lumineers?
Actually, yes. We were going to play
that. Yeah, we can play that. We'll play that after the segment. Yeah.
Yeah, we will play that for you on the next break.
Awesome, thank you.
Sweet, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, bye.
Bye. Alrighty.
Very cool.
Sweet.
Thank you for calling in.
Yeah.
Alright, so let's go back to the quiz.
Yeah, so it was, would you rather be Harry Potter or Hermione Granger?
I said
Hermione.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with Hermione. Harry just kind of annoys me.
Yeah, Hermione's better anyway.
Oh yeah, she got a lot more votes. She got 81%.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Alright, would you rather... be chased by a troll in the dungeon, or be chased by
Fiend Fry.
Oh, Fiend Fry in the room of...
Or Fiend Fire, sorry.
Fiend Fire in the room of requirement. What is that?
That was the snake. That was a giant snake that was on fire. That was in the the giant snake that's on fire towards the end of the movie.
Which one?
One of the last ones.
I can't remember.
It was one that was chasing him, you know, the giant room
with
all the pile of stuff. And it was like the snake was just a huge, yeah.
Okay, no, thing. I'd rather go with the troll.
The troll's stupid anyway.
Yeah, trolls are very dumb.
Yeah, so I'd do that too. Alrighty, would you rather bring back Dobby or Hedwig?
Hedwig, all the way.
But Dobby, both their deaths were so sad. I'll just go with Dobby.
Oh, how dare you make me choose both was another option. I didn't even realize that.
Yeah.
But, I'm choosing Hedwig still. All right. Would you rather eat 200 Birdie Bot's vomit-flavored jelly beans or vomit slugs for 2 hours?
I would definitely just rather eat the jelly beans, because you can eat the jelly beans quickly, just power it down with some juice, water, or something like that.
Yeah.
But vomiting slugs for 2 hours, Ron had to go through that,
disgusting. That'd be so gross. Yeah. I'm going with the 200 jelly beans as well. 63% voted for that one as well.
Yeah, because they're smart. Alrighty, question 5. In the Triwizard Tournament, would you rather fight the dragons without access to a broom, or fight the mermaids without any gillyweed? I would definitely rather fight the dragons without the broom, because the mermaids were scary, and if you can't breathe underwater, then how are you supposed to fight them?
Like, yeah, I'd just ride on the dragon.
Yeah, I would just...
Because I'm that cool, I can do it.
Yeah, I would definitely choose the dragon.
All right. 68% of agreed with us on that one. What's the next one? Would you rather be a squib or a muggle? What is a squib?
Well, the squib was the one that you know about. It's the people that know about magic, but they're not magic. And a muggle is just someone that doesn't know about magic.
Oh, I'm picking squib all the way.
Yeah, at least I'd be able to see magic happen, and yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
That'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah.
I'd be all like, yo, teach me some spells.
But that wouldn't even work
well,
for you.
Well, then I would make them...
You could just have them do it for you.
I'd make them, like, turn me into a kitty cat or a dog or something.
Yeah, it'd be fun to have magic friends. So. Yeah. Alrighty, question 7. Would you rather spend a weekend with Draco Malfoy or Dudley Dursley? Definitely Malfoy, because Dudley is just horrid.
Well, Malfoy is evil, but Dudley is, like, really dumb.
Yeah,
and I feel like I could just at least, like, beat him up or something like that. So I'm going to go with Dudley.
I'm just going to go with Malfoy.
And Malfoy was 81%.
Yeah, people like Malfoy better.
Would you rather get lost in the Forbidden Forest for a week or spend one day at Azkaban? I'm going to say spend one day at Azkaban.
Yeah, me too. All the way.
I would be terrified in the Forbidden Forest.
Yeah, especially for a whole week. I feel like that whole week in there is definitely worse than one day.
It was not that big of a difference. It was 52% to 48% there.
Yeah.
52 for Forbidden Forest.
Alrighty. Next question, question 9. Would you rather take a class in potions or defense against the dark arts? That's kind of hard because both would be really fun. I feel like, I don't know, potions would be pretty cool because then you can, I don't know, you learn how to make different spells and...
I'd rather do the defense against the dark arts, though.
Yeah, I'll just click that too. That'd be pretty cool.
You get a new professor every time. All right, would you rather have a time turner or an invisible cloak? Invisible cloak.
Yeah, I'd rather have the invisibility cloak.
Anyway. I don't want to like go back in time or like go in the future and mess things up.
That'd be too much. I feel like it's way too much power to have.
And it's just so confusing. So yeah, I'm going to do the cloak.
And then with the invisibility cloak, you can like sneak into places.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then mess with people.
Yeah.
All right. I think this is the last one, right?
Yeah. Question 11.
Would you rather kill Voldemort or Dolores Umbridge? I'm going to kill Dolores Umbridge. She just annoyed me to death.
I'm definitely going to kill her too. She was the worst.
Yeah. I mean, Voldemort was like just really ugly and like.
And he was, I don't know. I feel like.
He was just annoying.
Dolores was just, she's on a whole nother level.
She's just, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And 56% horrible. Voted for that as well.
Yeah. Because she's the worst. She's the worst.
She really is. All right. Well, that is our Harry Potter Would You Rather segment for tonight.
And if you want to go check out, you can go on PlayBuzz and type in, the Harry Potter Would You Rather questions. And you can find it on there. And it's also available on our Facebook page as well.
Yeah. Fun stuff. I like Harry Potter.
Yeah.
All right. Good. Would You Rather segment. Why don't we take a little break here? Get back to the music, and when we come back, we'll do our 60 seconds of sports, text messages, and
Lollapalooza,
and wrap that up.
Sounds like a plan.
We'll be right back. This is Ophelia by the Lumineers. Welcome back to After Hours with Rami
and Kyle
here on Mass Radio. That last song was Try Everything by Shakira from like one of my favorite movies in the theaters right now, Zootopia. Yeah, that and Deadpool. if you like that song and you want to hear more stuff like that, you can call in at 253-535-7332. Or you can call in and just tell us to stop making music altogether and stuff. I don't know. Or just talk to us.
Yeah, keep us company.
Yeah. We like the company.
We do.
All right. It is time for 60-second sport update or less, depending on, you know, what
depending
I found.
On how quickly you get through it.
Yeah. All right. You ready to time me?
Yes, I got 60 seconds on the clock, so whenever you start, I will begin the countdown.
All right, Thomas Rawls, the running back for the Seattle Seahawks, he is said to be back for training camp this year after he broke his leg during a Baltimore Ravens game. Doug Baldwin is been told, well, he doesn't have a contract set for the next upcoming season, or not this upcoming season, but the following, and he says he's not very worried about it at the moment. So that's good news. We'll see. Hopefully we get him back. The Seattle Seahawks are also looking at Mel Kiper Jr., who is an Ohio State cornerback, as their first round. In the latest mock draft, that's who they were eyeing out. We'll see if that's going to happen or not. It's baseball season. Mariners have played three games now, all against the Texas Rangers. They are now 2-1, which is great. They're going to be playing the Oakland Athletics coming up soon. And then in March Madness, biggest news, Villanova won in a last-second three-pointer shot to win it all and take it home. That's all I've got, actually.
Yep,
for
time is up right now, anyway.
Yep.
Perfect. Woo! Got it done in 60 seconds.
I did it!
59.69 seconds.
Man, I'm good.
Good job, Rami.
All right. next, what's our next
Our next segment is text messages, and we'll see how scandalous they are.
They never are.
Never, never, ever.
They really aren't.
All right. The last text message, I guess I was in a group chat, was my last one. And, you know, sometimes I actually really hate group chat because you get the notifications over and over and over, and it gets really annoying. But anyway, so I was in a group text message with my business group, and we were talking about we were talking about a project that we have to do, and I guess our professor told one of my group mates that she's worried about our progress on the project, so
okay.
We have to do a lot better, and
gosh.
So hopefully we'll be good. I'm not too worried, though, because it's not due till the 27th of April.
Right.
So I'm solid. I do well.
It'll You're lucky. Fine. I'm stressing out with all my projects. Ugh, so much to do. Let's see here. What did I have? Can't be about the radio show. So, oh, my last thing was we found out that there are teams for intramural football, baseball, and volleyball. And so all of my teams are going to be playing.
Nice.
Intramurals is starting up. And so I was chatting with my team. We're going to go and practice football tomorrow. So,
nice. So you're doing what sports? Are you just doing football? Or
I'm doing flag football, I'm doing softball, and volleyball. Yeah, and hopefully I'll do those over the summer, too. I put in a little Facebook group this afternoon saying, hey, let's do this.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money, but let's do it.
No, that sounds pretty fun.
Yeah, nice. Hopefully.
It'll be good.
Yeah.
All righty. And now for our art and culture segment, we have updates for Lollapalooza, which for those of you that don't know, our school every year puts on a mini music festival, I guess is the best way to say it. So it's technically called Lollapalooza because there is actual Lollapalooza, already a festival somewhere towards the East Coast. So this year we finally got the lineup released, and the headliner for this year is called Pickwick, and they were actually they performed live at Bumbershoot in 2014.
And also on KEXP, right?
Yeah, and then on KEXP as well. So that's pretty cool. Yeah. And they released their latest album in March of 2016. So just last month, their latest album came out. And they focus more on classic-styled R&B, soul. And it's kind of like they describe it as like a louder garage rock, you know, so, you know, something along those lines. So
all right.
We'll see how it turns out, but it sounds pretty cool. And, Lollapalooza is really fun. Hopefully the weather is nice, and yeah, I'm kind of excited for it. It's pretty good. And, also talked about, they just announced via Facebook that they just finished recording their second full length LP with Eric Blood, so that'll be out soon, and it may be out in time for when they perform on May 7th at Lollapalooza. So, yeah.
All right. Sweet,
should
sweet.
Be good. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. Maybe we'll play some of their music next time. We'll see.
Yeah, In Lollapalooza, they have, you know, inflatable bouncy houses. They have a mechanical bull.
They got the hamster balls.
Yeah. They have the obstacle course.
But it changes every year.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. And then they do have food trucks come too. So it's, it's pretty cool. And
I hope there's a food truck this year. I don't remember one last year.
Yeah, there was one last year. And they had the rock wall last year too.
That's right.
So it's like a pretty cool festival that our school puts on, and everyone around the area is welcome to attend. So it's not exclusive to PLU. So if you do happen to be around the Seattle Tacoma area, you are more than welcome to come. So yeah, should be good.
Yeah. All right. Well, it has come to the end of our show.
Unfortunately.
It is that time. So we will say our goodbyes now.
Yes.
Are you doing anything fun this weekend, Kyle?
No, I'm just working on homework and finalizing the stuff for my business competition. So
cool, cool.
What about you?
Probably working on homework. maybe, you know, I'll relax a little bit.
Yeah, it'll be a mixture of work and relax. We have, as you can tell, we have such exciting lives.
Mm-hmm.
Homework and school with a little bit of relaxing.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're going to play one more song for y'all to say our goodbyes with. It's I'll Be There For You by...
It's a Friends theme song.
The Rembrandts.
So, yeah.
The Rembrandts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good song.
Yeah,
and don't forget, next week we'll be back here on Thursday, April 14th, 7 o'clock p.m.
That's right. Every Thursday, 7 to 8.
So make sure you come back.
Yeah. Tune in. All right. This is I'll Be There For You. Thank you guys for the fun week.
Yeah.
We'll see you next time. This is After Hours with Rami
and Kyle
here on Mass Radio.